It is a concern because, you know, generally any sort of what you deem a success is built on, you know, being solid as a team, not conceding. I mean, Newcastle was disappointing because both were set plays. I suppose the second one is one that I don't think we, apart from the actual giving the free kick away, I don't think there was too much we could do about it because of the quality of the ball, but it was still two set plays. So, yes, it is a concern, and we need to get back to keeping clean sheets again.
Has that been different because, obviously, at the start of the season, speaking to Bruno earlier, he started the season at centre-half and he's now moved back to his regular position at right-back. He was saying that the change was quite a lot of work for him, so is that, you know, something that you've been working hard on?
I think it can be a few things. I think generally what you have to be able to do, you if you want to keep clean sheets and if you want to win football matches, you generally have to be, you have to play well enough. And probably in our last three games, our level of performance has dropped from our first three games. If I looked at Reading away, I think a draw was a fair result. I think a correct result. Disappointingly at Newcastle, in a performance that wasn't one of our best, we conceded two set plays and arguably had the two best chances in free play. But still, the levels weren't. And the same as on Saturday. And if your levels are not what we want them to be, then there's every chance you can concede and there's every chance you can lose a game. The games come thick and fast, so you, on the back of one poor performance, a defeat, and you want the team to pick up from where they've been in their better periods and get back to what they do best, and that's the nature of this game. One game finishes and you've got to pick a right team, get the players motivated again for the next one.